Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, we also have a big Sunday night football game coming up this weekend at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Taylor Swift Bowl. Just kidding. Don't get mad at me. It's the Chiefs and the Falcons on Sunday night.
I'll tell you this. I don't care how many times they show Taylor Swift Sunday, it will never amount to the anger I felt watching Jason Kelce draped across that Monday Night Football broadcast.
The Eagles broadcast is what they're.
I mean, it was like
pre-show,
pre-game show, like all. I mean, it got so tiresome, man. So yeah, I mean, I think that prepped us for anything we might face as far as Taylor goes on Sunday night.
Yeah, I kind of have an update on that in the life of Squid. Jason Kelce has commented now on the whole situation and.
First of all, I don't blame him. I don't know what he said. I haven't heard the cut, but I don't blame him.
Well,
it's not his fault.
You will get it. You know what? We'll get into my feelings about that because I don't know if I necessarily blame him either.
Well, let's get into Coach Raheem Morris's feelings on the Falcons' offense. That's what I'm trying to say. Offense. He joined our Dukes and Bell, and he talked about how it's ever evolving under Zach Robinson, the OC.
Our chief of operations,
yes,
Steve Skarnecki, he has the ability to communicate me throughout the whole down, the distance. And Burb comes to me and talked about what we should be doing. We really wanted to be really aggressive at 4th and 3.
Right.
4th and 4 came up. I said, let's be aggressive. Let's go for it. I was able to get it to Zach, communicate with him. He was clear. He was decisive. It was a calming moment for us all. We were able to get it. We progressed to the backside, hit Ray Ray on a big play. And that's the confidence you got to have in your guys. And, like, if you can do some of those things and be able to talk to your people throughout the game, make those decisions, it makes it a lot easier on all of us if you can be decisive, if you can be fast, if you can be clear and concise and do all the things you want to do. And I thought that was really good by our guys.
I love that he said it was a calming moment, right? Calming moment when it's like – because that communication over those headsets can be so chaotic, right? And when you're a head coach and your second NFL game in a long time, it's not the first time he's ever done it, and then you're talking to Zach Robinson, who is a first-time play caller in OC, and you are communicating to him that, hey, I want to go for it on fourth down. There can be a lot of, like, misconstrued chaos all over the place, people chiming in. Sounds to me like it was like, hey, let's go for it. Oh, okay, here's the play, and we got it. Like, it just I love hearing that.
Well, I'll tell you what, they wouldn't have been a calming moment if you'd had to start the sequence of the play call with Mike and Carl laughing in your ear like that cut did. But I will say the fact that they had said that it was fourth, they were going to do it fourth, and he said 4th and 3, they were going no matter what. And when it was 4th and 4, I thought Zach Robinson – I talked about Kirk Cousins and how I felt like there was a moment in the game that he kind of just everything went away and he got locked in. I think the way they ran the ball locked Zach Robinson in that game, and the way he was effective, he's like, we're getting something out of this. We're getting something out of this. He got in some kind of flow, and when, to your point, Mike, whenever you're relaxed and you're feeling a flow, things just come easy, which is the way that fourth down call did. I also want to, you go to the touchdown, and I heard Kurt talking to our guy Dan Patrick about how they played with how the Eagles played defense and were they not blitzing. Here you go back. That was cover zero on that touchdown to Darnell Mooney in the first touchdown throw, and he had a clean pocket. He did back up a little bit because there was a little bit of pressure, but he had time to stand in there and make a throw.
I was going to say, you're going to have to back up and throw off your back foot when it's cover zero, because that means that they're bringing one more than you have to block. So I love the fact that he was, even on the questionable leg, able to back up and throw off the back foot and buy himself enough time to get rid of it.
So back to the communication stuff that he was talking about and how it seemed kind of seamless and pretty smooth as a player on the field. I know you're not getting necessarily the play call through your helmet, Mike, when you were playing, but can you get a sense of when things are calm?
I don't think there's any doubt, because I think it's portrayed to the quarterback, right? And if the quarterback's just yelling and covering his ears and, what's the play? Okay, I think we're going to go with this. Like, that's when things get absolutely haywire. So credit to everybody, all in the chain of command, all the way down.